Welcome to Reconquest and the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie coming to you from St. Benedict Center in Richmond, New Hampshire. Our websites are catholicism.org and reconquest.net. My email address is bam@catholicism.org. That's bam@catholicism.org. I can also be found easily on Twitter @brother_Andre. And I'm easily found on Facebook. Just search for Brother Andre Marie and you will find me. This evening's episode is number 104. And the subject this evening is the ends of the Mass and the continuity of religion. Again, the ends of the Mass and the continuity of religion. And I have no guests this evening. This is a solo show. And let me tell you how it is that I got to this subject tonight. Several things sort of crashed into each other in my head as I was musing about what I would speak about. And the first was last week's show. Now, last week, Sister Marie Philomena was my guest, and we discussed Thanksgiving. The show was to air on the eve of Thanksgiving Day. And because of that, we availed ourselves of that opportunity to talk about Thanksgiving in the true Catholic sense. Of course, the word Eucharist, whence comes the name of the sacrament in Greek, means thanksgiving. The Mass is our thanksgiving par excellence. And as part of that whole discussion, which included also various aspects of the virtue of gratitude and other things having to do with thanksgiving, Sister and I talked about the four ends of the Mass, and of course, Thanksgiving is one of those four. The four ends of the Mass would be adoration, thanksgiving, reparation, and petition. Again, adoration, thanksgiving, reparation, and petition. So that was on my mind from last week's show. And another thing that's on my mind is a book that I'm reading right now. Now, as is often the case with books that I should have read years ago, that I kick myself for not having read before, and I feel like, you know, I've missed an opportunity to learn more earlier in my life. I'm not too upset that I'm reading the book now, because I'm getting more out of it now than I think I would have gotten had I read it 20 or 30 years ago. The book is The Everlasting Man by G.K. Chesterton. That book has a lot to say about the origins of religion. Of course, Chesterton's approaching the subject not in an entirely scientific way. He doesn't give a lot of documentation for what he says. But in it, he touches upon a theme that is very dear to my heart. It was very dear to Brother Francis's heart. And it's the name of a book by the famous Bishop Bossuet. It is The Continuity of Religion. Before I get into the subject of the continuity of religion, which, by the way, we talked about in the first year of this show, it was episode 9. And I'm going to have a link on the reconquest.net show details page for this show to the Veritas Radio Network page, where subscribers can actually go just for free. Click on that link and you'll go find where you can listen to that show if you've not heard it yet, or re-listen to it if you have. It's episode 9. It's called The Continuity of Religion. It was my first solo show that I did shortly after starting this radio show. In it, I go into some detail about the concept of continuity of religion. Well, I'm not going to repeat that here. I'm just going to give something of an overview of the concept, which doesn't hurt us to remind ourselves of from time to time. You know, we constantly say around these parts, repetitio est mater studiorum. Repetition is the mother of learning. And if you say it over and over again, you'll remember it. Repetitio est mater studiorum. So Chesterton talks in his book, he's making fun of the evolutionary concepts of religion that were popular in the 19th century and still even in his times when he was writing during the first half of the 20th century.